Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to take a mental health morning. We can all feel overwhelmed with our responsibilities from time to time. And while taking a vacation is great, that can involve a lot of time and effort and expense. Plus, if you have small children, a vacation probably won't involve a break from those responsibilities. It can be fun in lots of other ways, but it won't exactly be a break. So what can you do? I like this suggestion from Before Breakfast listener Melinda, who wrote in about what's been working for her. She calls her solution a mental health morning. About once per month, I take 2 hours of paid time off in the morning to go to the gym, she says. After working out, I take a long shower. I have a toddler and an infant, so this is especially luxurious. And then I go to my favorite coffee shop and read for 30 minutes. Then I go to work. She says that this 2 hours of playing hooky from life works better for me than taking a mental health day, because I find when I take the whole day off, I fill it with cleaning or running errands or doing whatever I would have found other time to do anyway because it had to be done. The other perk, she says, is that by only using 2 hours per month, I only end up using 3 days of vacation per year. And that leaves enough PTO to take real vacations too. She says that I find my productivity and creativity always shoot up on the week I do this. A big bonus is no mom guilt because I'm using time I would have been at work anyway. I think this idea of a mental health morning is great for people with full lives. Sometimes taking a small break can have a big impact. And while people with flexible jobs might be able to just start late some mornings without it being an issue, or take a long lunch after a big project without anyone actually noticing, plenty of people's jobs do involve reporting to a specific place at a specific time. If you're doing that kind of job, then officially designating a break as PTO can make sure that you honor that commitment to yourself. If you have some paid time off banked up, but no long vacations on the horizon, this might be a good way to use some of that time off that you're entitled to. I also like that Melinda took her mental health breaks in the morning. I mean, you could certainly take a mental health afternoon and use PTO to leave early. But sometimes the day will start to seem so busy that you feel you just can't slip out. And then the time is gone. If you can't control what time you leave work, maybe you can control what time you show up. So that's the argument for a mental health morning. And I'm not surprised at all that Melinda finds herself more productive after these breaks. No one's tank runs on empty. Taking time to relax and to do something fun is how we can all fill ourselves up. So today, consider if a small break from normal life might make you feel recharged. And if you've ever used a small amount of PTO to take a break and do something fun, let me know. As always, you can email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.